Brad, I love Thursdays. Keep telling you that. It's such a beautiful 1-2 punch. I go from Janet Gageland to Kathy Dickman, and that is a good arrangement. And our Morning Zoo edition begins now, talking all things Chinkabazoo. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
And I thank Janet for coming in on a morning like this.
It's a crisp, bright morning.
It'll wake you up. Yeah, it's winter North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota. It's where we live.
It's where we live.
And I ask you this every winter when the weather gets like this. How are the residents at the zoo? How do they winter through something like this?
The residents are doing very well.
Good.
The keepers are doing very well. The staff's doing very well.
And I'm always neglecting that, and they're out there.
They're the ones out there. The animals are warm.
And they'll be out there all weekend, too, by
yes,
the way,
Yes, they
folks.
Will be, and we, you know, our concern is that. And I felt like, you know, you get that older cat grandparents saying, I used to walk to school. I felt like that the other day. I was telling to keepers Lacey and Lexi when they came in and doing their documents or reports on the animals. And I said, you know, when I was starting keeping here, we didn't even have heat, that much heat in that building. It was just enough to keep the pipes up. And
you got your back in the day stories
too. Well, you
too.
Know, everybody does. And then I went, oh, I'm sorry. Because this is actually, we've had this cold before, but this is such a continuous one.
Yeah.
And I have to, Deb Tobias is going to hate me. I just thought
of this. Go ahead and narc on Deb here.
I have to because it's okay. So funny. I was at a park board meeting last night and everybody's always, you know, concerned with everything that's going on. And I said, you know, even when we are on the gator, meaning, you know, the vehicle gators, the 4x4s, I said, we have the keepers have goggles in there they could put on. And I went on with my report and everybody's listening very nicely. And Deb Tobias goes, wait a minute, you put goggles on the alligator?
I knew it was headed in that direction.
I'm going to get a phone call.
I know you are.
And so that was kind of the theme of the rest of the story. But we're concerned and limit our outdoor tasks during this.
Right.
There's a lot of indoor tasks to be done. Again, the animals are doing very well. They're nice and warm. And we watch out for our crew and appreciate them. And, you know, every time you drive by a mail carrier out there or a construction worker
or outdoors,
law enforcement,
yeah. Yes.
Appreciate everybody who works outside and keeps things going. And let's not forget our service people who do repairs and furnace installation. They've got to be so exhausted because I'm sure that they're getting a lot of calls. I know we're one of them.
Right.
So thank you to everybody who makes everything work well for everything. Everybody who works indoors that keeps things going for us all outdoors too. So thank you, everybody. It's a lot.
Can we talk about one of your favorite events is Giving Hearts, which is always good to the zoo, and it's good for the zoo. And that's coming up next month, too. We're going to be busy with Giving Hearts.
Very busy with Giving Hearts. Giving Hearts is, I guess, of course, it's been going on for many years. We jumped on board a few years ago, and it's been a wonderful thing. It's a 24-hour giving period, although early opening now, they've made some changes. You can actually go online and open and donate now. You can do a number of ways of doing a donation in person or whatever the case. It's a platform set up by the North Dakota Medical Foundation. There is a kind of misleading, not intentional misleading, but years ago they used to match. So the match that they do for this Giving Hearts from the foundation, we do our own match. We have to do our own match to participate. It's kind of like you got skin in the game now. It shows that you've got people out there that care. And
so that's a rule.
It's a rule. It's not the foundation does not match. So if you give $50 or $25 or $5, it's not doubling it. But what the foundation's part is and what their goodness is they set this platform up. They run the program, and it's wonderful. It gets a lot of people involved. So they have a lot. They set this up. So they're doing a great job with it, but it's not a one-to-one match with your money. The pre-match is done by us. It's a minimal of $3,000 we must match before we can have the event ourselves.
Got it.
Which we got.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for people donated. And then going forward, we're hoping that from now through the 12th of February, 12th of February is actually the Giving Hearts 24-hour period. People will jump on board. It's really nice, and it's fun to hear those dings come in on the dashboard.
I bet.
And it's really wonderful, and thank you, everybody, in advance if you're able to. If you're not able to, there's lots of ways to give to your zoo and community in volunteerism and a whole lot of things. I did my article actually this week in the Daily News is going to be about Giving Hearts is seen in this town every single day in our community, surrounding
truth.
Community. There's Giving Hearts everywhere we look. So.
And the zoo is the community.
So,
I'm just throwing that out
there,
too.
We feel hugged.
Well, and again, I always call it the jewel in Wapton's crown.
Thank you.
Definitely mean that. And we talked last week, too. You're excited about upcoming zoo season and getting things open. And you know what? With all this talk of Arctic cold, that'll be here before we know it. And we can talk about opening up the zoo for the season.
Absolutely. And we have Groundhog Day coming up. And, of course, we know what's going to happen with that shadow.
Yeah, of course. And then Tal, too, making his Super Bowl prediction.
Yes, that's coming up. So that's actually the same week. So we've got Groundhog Day on the 2nd, and I believe Tell is 1 or 2 days after that. So Shoba will be coming in for that, and we limit that. I don't even go up into his because it distracts him. There's too many people up there. And as we know, everybody will see photos. He will pick a football and choose the team. And again, he's not done well in the past few years with that. He seems to enjoy the attention. But he used to have was it a 97 percentile?
Something like that. That was back in the days so when he could just sit in the habitat and watch TV and eat Doritos and do his homework on the team.
Wouldn't that be a great Dorito commercial?
I just think that's Tal in the winter months, just kind of kicking back.
Of course, he doesn't get Doritos, but he does have movie night, and he does get some air-popped popcorn.
He does have a movie night.
He does have a movie night.
So what are his favorites? What genres are his favorites?
Usually, animated. Animated,
really?
Nature or animated.
Well, see, he's an artist. I can see him having an eye for animation.
Yeah, and he likes. He's an artist.
He's a musician, and he's you. Yeah, please. He's got better looking hair though, and he's got more of it.
He has a lot of hair. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't comparing.
Follow me here. Stay with me here. And
We got alligators wearing goggles.
We got
Tal wearing headsets on the radio.
Yeah, that's what I love about Thursdays, just having this conversation. And again, people want to donate. Just like they're listening, going, "Hey, I want to donate to the zoo." How do they do that?
They can stop in. Our front doors are open during the week, and we're there 7 days a week.
But
the front doors are open during the week. You can give us a call, give us an email. However you can reach out to us, that's how you can do it. Or you can pop online anytime on our website and hit that donate button. We've got QR codes in the zoo. We've still got, we don't have the giving tree up anymore for Christmas, but by the way, that was really nice. People can still come in and say, "Hey, I want to get this for this animal, or what can I do?" Or they can come in and say, "I want to give this to education."
Okay.
Our Heat for the Horses campaign, Heat for Halverson's Horses, paid for that furnace.
Wow.
So, and that was from an article we wrote about the furnace going out at the carousel and why that's important with an antique wooden pieces and things.
That's huge.
And so thank you to those people who walked in the front door, different people, quite a few either mailed or came in the door. So we have another furnace need. People are like, they're gonna stop listening to me. Another furnace need, our backup furnace in the Nature Center. It was old, a gas furnace, so we'll be having to have that replaced because, honestly, the one is having a hard time keeping up with this happening.
Yeah, I bet.
And so we always have a backup in every building, and that backup actually, again, when everything's put in at the same year, they all go to heck at the same year, too.
Not the way it always works.
Yeah. So, everybody's faring well, and that's the good message. And in closing
here, again, to you and their zookeepers out there listening, we'll think about you this weekend. Stay warm, and thank you for doing what you do. And I understand, You got the Winter Festival coming up Sunday over at St. John's. I understand Tom Schmaltz has something to do with that.
He'll be cooking.
Got the promo for that last week with Greg Giroux and Father Greg saying, hey, it's going to be good because Tom Schmaltz is cooking.
Wow, isn't that nice?
So there you go. Kathy Dickman, always great having you in here.
With
the Morning Zoo. Stay warm and be careful out there.
We will. Thank you, Bill.
We will talk next Thursday. It's 8:34, your Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
You want what you want. At Quality Toyota, we totally understand that we aren't going to talk you into a car you don't want. Instead, we're here to help you find the car, the color, the options, and the style that you do want. All with a simple, easy, and stress-free approach. Because the price listed online or in every windshield is the only price. That way, we can